I don't know.
This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The pain for patient last name is MICHEL-VALADEZ. Date of visit is June 10, 2026. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in December 17, 2025. A patient tells me that he was in California. First up, he tells me that his back seized up, caused him to fall down a flight of stairs. First up, he tells me as he was falling down a flight of stairs, he struck his head. First up, he became unconscious for approximately 30 minutes. First up, a patient tells me when he woke up, a patient was paralyzed. First up, a patient was not able to move. First up, a patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation when he woke up. First up, a patient was taken to Washington Hospital emergency room. First up, a patient had multiple scans done. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me since this event, a patient have headaches, nausea, vomiting symptoms, dizziness, fatigue, drowsiness, incontinence symptoms, blurred vision, ringing the ears, light sensitivity, slurred speech, insomnia symptoms, confusion, memory deficits, slow speech. First up, next paragraph. A patient is currently working for the Marine Corps. First up, a patient tells me that he works for IT for the Marine Corps. First up, patient tells me that his symptoms are affecting him to concentrate. First up, his memory is very poor. First up, patient is not able to remember a lot of things. First up, a patient's difficulty following commands sometimes. First up, patient's difficult following instruction. First up, patient's significant difficulty concentrating focus at work. First up, this marks at the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Kenton. First name is Quincy. Date of visit is June 10, 2026. First up, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in 2014, a patient was in Oklahoma. First up, a patient was playing football. First up, a patient tells me that he fell backward, and hit the head. First up, he hit the ground. First up, patient immediate loss of consciousness for a few seconds. First up, when he woke up, patient headache, nausea, confusion. First up, patient seen the doctors. Was diagnosed with concussion. First up, next forever. In 2016, patient was Lackland, L-A-C-K-L-A-N-D, Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. First up, patient tells me that a door hit the left side of his head, caused the right side of the head hit into a wall. First up, a patient tells me that a patient had immediate nausea, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient severe head pain. First up, patient did not lose consciousness. First up, however, patient had confusion, disorientation, nausea for many days. First up, next paragraph, since these events, patient have headaches, patient has migraine. First up, he's got poor memory. First up, patient has brain fog. First up, patient is unable to retain and process information. First up, a patient has difficulty following commands and focus. First up, next paragraph, a patient is currently unemployed. First up, a patient works for the Air Force. First up, a patient used to work for the Air Force. First up, a patient used to work for the Air Force Logistics and MTI and MTI. First up, a patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to do his job at the airport. So first up, patient significant difficulty to concentrate and focus. So first up, his performance is affected since this injury. First up, next paragraph, this marks at the end of dictation.